stuff for the what they required for them there, you know. I remember my daddy used to raise sugar cane, make syrup, and he'd have a big place. He'd have a place he put in the place where in the kitchen he had a place to put that, put on the floor. Uh-huh. And he'd put some of them sometime out there in the feed room where we'd a place to put it in there, and we'd get in as we needed it. You know, we'd have a syrup year round, you see.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what would you sweep with?
Sweep the floor?
Yeah.
Well, I remember they used to go out and get some sage and make a broom, but they used to get pine straw. It wasn't too dry. They'd get them and make a bone about that big round and take an old broom handle and stick in it, and that's just as good as anything, but any broom, you know?
Yeah.
And but my mother would always keep a broom with that. And I see them made a lot of it. She sweep the floor with it, sweep just as good as a bought broom, you know. And you could buy a broom then, a six-string broom would be 30 cents. That is toward the last, I don't know what it was before. And now one like that would cost you about $1.50, $2.
Where'd you keep the broom?
Well,
is there a place where you keep it, or just?
My mother always had a place to keep a broom, and she would never let anybody put the broom down on the broom. She'd always make them stand up. I got one of my mine that is fancy. I always put the handle down, the broom up, you know.
Uh-huh.
I've seen people sweep with a broom. It wasn't more that wide, it was just crooked like that, you know. They sweep sideways, it's laid down on the floor like that, you know, and it bends it over.
Yeah.
But I've got a broom here, I've had since I've been here. And, I use it pretty often. It's getting warm a little bit, but it's not, not all that
thick. Yeah, on that side.
If I put it down there and be all cooky, you can swing nothing with it, you know?
Yeah.
I sweep there sometimes, and girls will come in and sweep, and of course, I have some time when it's raining, but that door would be off, and that door would be open, that rain, and yeah, I'd sweep that water out, and then I'd set it out when it's sun and let it dry, you know? I wouldn't let it, I put it up wet and let it soak in and down, you know.
If the broom was, say, if the broom was behind the door and you wanted me to go get it, you'd say, the broom is where compared to the door? If something was behind the door, you'd say the broom is where compared to the door?
Well, you'd say the broom is back of the door.
Okay. Years ago, on Mondays, women used to do, what was it they used to do? Say on Mondays or one day a week?
Well, on Monday or Tuesday, they generally there'd be a big wash day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember one time we had a spring. Well, we lived there, and I had a lot of wood around there. And my mother had a wash pot. Them day they used the wash pots, you know, and washboard.
Yeah.
And she'd always send me, it wasn't far from that, about as far near that house over there. Not that far from the house. Back of the house, she'd have the clothes ready. She'd tell me to take the clothes and go bring it down there and build a fire. I had a bucket down there,